Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the West Texas Pit Master Barbecue Show. Sunday night's Barbecue Superstars. Everybody joining in. Sorry, we were gone last week. We had a lot of catering stuff we were doing, and it was a long week and wore out. So, we're back at it, and don't have anything real planned tonight. So, I encourage everybody to call in. Number is 347-202-0263, and let's talk some chew, and have a good night. And so I know that I guess we got the Jack coming up this week, and National Championship down in Meridian. It's also coming up this week. So we've got friends going to both of them. Wish them all luck. We were going to try to hit Meridian this year, but we got too much going on, and so it looks like probably our last contest this year will probably be Kroll the week after Meridian. It's where it looks like we'll probably end our year unless something comes up. We've got a lot of catering and stuff already coming up. We're already booking Christmas parties. We're doing a wedding first week of December. Down in Abilene, so we've got lots going on, and the holidays are always just busy, and we'll just have to see if there's something else we can fit in. We may try to do those shows up, not too far away. We might try to get out there and do a little bit of it. So, but like I said, we've been cooking and, living, breathing barbecue. And that's what we like to do. And so it's an opportunity, anytime, we get a chance to cook, it's great. And, just always having fun doing that. And, I'll say this, I am ready for a freeze. We did a catering last night. And my trailer is so full of flies, it's unreal. I've never in my life seen so many flies. And they're just, they're starting to get, they're starting to stick. And they know that they're, they know that the day's coming that they're going to be done. And, I can't wait for that day to be going to be done. So we've got to put out more fly bait. Traps and stuff to see if we can get rid of them because, man, they are horrible. I don't think I ever remember seeing flies as bad as we've had here the last couple of months. They're just unreal. So, but like I said, we've had a good time. We got to fellowship with some friends last weekend. A bunch of them come up and helped us cook for the Cotton Barons Ball. We cooked about 25 and 600 steaks, fed 500 people, and so it was a lot of fun, a lot of work, and we got to hang out with Reckless Kelly afterwards, and they come out to that's where we were cooking, out to the trailer, and hung out for a while, got to meet all them guys, and it was a lot of fun, and that's what barbecue is a lot about, is that cooking and having a good time, but we also get to fellowship with our brothers and sisters, that's another great deal. Whether it's family or our friends or whoever, it's always fun to do that, and always get to enjoy that, and so I've done a lot of that kind of stuff, and we've been set up in Lockney this year, selling barbecue, and then we started doing some stuff on Friday and Saturday nights here in Plainview also, and it has taken off. I've never been so busy in my life cooking barbecue and loving it, but when you don't get in until 3:30 every morning, Friday and Saturday, and you have to go back to work on Monday. And, it kind of kicks your butt. And We're trying to catch up to you like today. I mean, we got laid around and tried to recover a little bit, and you know, it's just you know, a huge thing. I mean, we just you know, running here, running there, trying to keep up. You know, we had to bring a load of wood this week, and you know, that's the other thing. I mean, we burn so much wood anymore that it's unreal. So, but like I said, it's been good. And let's see here, trying to kind of get everything caught up here. Well, let's see, we've got someone in here right now. I want this mental, we'll get them queued in here. I think I might know who this is. 806-781, you're live.
Hi, Lance.
Hey, Ray, what are you doing, man?
All night long, so you're headed to Meridian.
Well, I was going to, but we've got more cooking stuff to do this next week, so I guess I'm not going to make that. And I think Todd and some of them are going to go down and get to do it. And I had, you know, kind of planned on trying to do that, but I think probably our last contest will probably be Kroll. So,
yeah, Kurt and Nathan are headed out in the morning to the Jack, and then I'm flying in Tuesday and meeting Ryan up there, and then I plan on going to Kroll when I get back. So.
Well, good. Well, good. We'll get to see you up there. I got to get your Camaro back to you this week, too. I didn't get a chance to run to Lubbock this week, and that sure did work great. I'm sure glad you let me borrow that other one.
Well, I said,
it's sure coming handy.
Yeah, I've got more order, too. Those things just, I mean, they make it so much easier, even if you're going to a regular cook-off, because you can put all your stuff in there and put some frozen bottles on the bottom. It keeps it cold, and you get done, you start having it warm.
Yeah, so. No, it sure was handy. And, you know, we just, you know, feeding 500 people, you know what that's like. I mean, it just, it takes a lot of stuff, a lot of food.
Yep, it sure does. So
you're
anyway.
Flying in Tuesday, huh? So, well, good deal.
Yeah, I'm meeting Ryan at the airport. You know, he's the Alaska State Championship. You know, he's part of the old posse. So, and that's the reason we're going. We're dragging up pits. Matt Alexander let us borrow his, enclosed Jambo, and we're taking Nathan's Southern Fried, and my Primo people are going to have me a ceramic cooker up there to cook my brisket in my other category on. So,
well, good deal.
And
well.
and Kurt's taking his Yoder, so in case I want to cook on a pellet fed.
Well, there you go. Well, that'll be fun. I wish you guys lots of luck.
Well, we're gonna have a good time whether we have lots of luck or not, but you know. But I gotta get back and see if I can defend my grand champion at Kroll the following weekend. So.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm gonna come down and give you a run for your money.
Well, if you cut that brisket thin enough so it don't get turned back four times, you'd be all right.
Yeah, don't even get you started on that deal.
and don't aggravate the head judge like I did last year.
Yeah, I think that was the whole key right there. I think, you know, I was standing next to you when you aggravated her, and so, you know, I was guilty by association.
There you go.
You know, I've cooked probably about 60 contests now in my career, and that has been the only time I've ever had a brisket turn back. And then, you know, it was like, you know, we were talking about, not only once, but twice in one day have it turned back. So, and then ended up putting the slices that they said the first time were too thick, put those back in there, and it went the third time. So, I guess maybe they, you know, sit for a few extra minutes. You know, they must have shrunk up a little bit. So.
Well, at least you didn't have a very far wall. Just across the street, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I mean, that was a great thing because, you know, how it is in some contests. I mean, you know, it's hard enough if you got to go back one time, much less a second time. And so, yeah, that was kind of an interesting thing there. So, but no, it's been good. And I don't know. I mean, here lately, just everybody's been calling. We've just been doing so much daggum cooking that, you know, kind of got in the way of playing. You know how it is.
Yeah, I know how that is.
Well, that's what happened that night. You know, when you were on Jennifer show and stuff, I had people pull up wanting the stuff, and so I had to jump off. And by the time I got rid of everybody again, it was done. So
yeah.
But,
Well, I was just going to tell you good luck if you go to Meridian. I said, so, you know, I heard you say you might. And good luck in Crowell. Hope you do well.
Do well. I said, I wish you guys all safe travels and lots of luck. And I know y'all get up there and have a good time. And it's going to be... It's going to be a pretty good crowd of y'all up there this year. It's going to be a lot of people from Texas. You know, of course, Ronnie Way will be back up there.
Gene
Prud will be there. Yeah, Gene Prud will be there this year, Gene and Andy.
Cool.
So, yeah, they were, I seen them here a while back, and they were really excited getting to go. They said they've been in the draw for... They told me, Ray, they've been in the draw for 11 years, I think is what he told me, and in Texas, and never been able to get drawn. And they actually got drawn out of New Mexico. So, you know, it's pretty hard to get drawn out of Texas. So,
yeah, it's a lot of teams. Anyway.
A lot of teams. Well,
I'm thinking, my wife just got home. We're fixing to have dinner, so I will talk to you later. Good luck. See you, my friend.
All right, buddy. Y'all be careful.
All right.
And see you when you get back.
All right, bye.
See you, bye. All right, guys. Well, Ray Barner with Outdoor Chef in Lubbock. They're all headed up to the Royal, I mean, to the Jack. And hope they have a good time. Do some good up there. So, now there's lots going on. It's, you know, of course, this is, you know, getting to the time of the year that, you know, most of us, you know, start winding down for the season. You know, start cooking other things, start practicing and getting ready for the next season. I know we're fixing to do that. We're fixing to do that. I kind of get through the holidays and stuff. I'm going to be sitting down and just doing some practicing and kind of get our smoker and everything kind of in line for competition. Looking forward to that. We're planning on going to Redneck Cookers Cooking School in November. Probably we're going to go down there and hang out with Jeff White for the weekend. And he's putting on the school. He's only taking 15 people this time. And, you know, he's had a cooking school going on for several years now. And done real well. And, you know, he's always a tough competitor. And we get to cook together a few times a year. And so I look forward to that. And y'all can look him up on Redneck Cookers if you decide you want to go. I think he's it's $150 a class. So you know, if you're planning on that, I wouldn't mess around. I'd get it done because, like I said, he refills up pretty quickly. It's been a couple of weeks now that he's had that out there. I haven't talked to him in the last week or so to see where he's at, but, you know, I would imagine that, you know, and like I said, I mean, you know, that's kind of, you know, towards the end of the season, so, you know, a lot of people are going to be, you know, kind of doing that kind of stuff, getting a chance to do some cooking and you know, getting practice up and all that good kind of stuff. So, looking forward to that one, and get to go down there and hang out with some guys, and you know, learn some secrets and that end of it. So, but we gotta get our cutter all cleaned back up again for this week, and hurry old fly that bad gum thing. So, but yeah, that's it. I mean, just barbecue, and like I said, we got several friends I know going down to Meridian this week. Wish them all safe travels and have a good time, and so we'll see how all that goes, and I wish we get to go. And just it's not going to work out this year. You know, we've managed to qualify every year that we've competed to go down there, and so maybe next year we'll get back, and you know, we'll just have to see how it goes. I don't know if you guys hear some noise in the background, so I'm trying to straighten some things up, get things back in shape, and trying to get rid of these bad gum flies. Man, they're bad. So, let's see. I'm going to refresh the board, see if we got anybody in. Get that refreshed. Like I said, invite everybody to call in tonight, 347-202-0263. Call in and we'll talk to Q. And have a good time. It's kind of quiet tonight. We may only run an hour this week, and kind of get back together, kind of get some things lined back up. And we just, like I said, we've just been blowing and going so much lately that I just hadn't had time to focus like I should on the show here. And so I'll tell you what, I would like to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors, though. Like I said, without them, we wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't have a show. We wouldn't, you know, have the success and, you know, the ability to do a lot of the stuff that we do, competitions, stuff like that. So I always want to thank them and tell them how much we appreciate them for, you know, being part of the OSX Pitmasters family. So with that, we'll try to get some of that kind of lined up, too. I'd like to get Michael Trump in next few weeks, maybe. And maybe they're kind of getting caught up a little bit now. I know he's been so daggum busy, and he went full-time here not too long ago with Oak Ridge Rubs. And so I get him. But I'd like to give a big shout-out to Daryl Mass, Barbecue Supercharge, for allowing us to have our show and, you know, having faith in us to take care of it. And, you know, really appreciate Daryl and all the work he's done for the barbecue sport. And, you know, just can't say enough. Oak Ridge Barbecue, like I was talking about, Michael Trump. Man, guys, you're looking for some kick-ass rubs. I mean, it's a place to go. He's got some great stuff out there. We run it, and we've had a lot of success, and we're going to continue as long as we can to run it. And, you know, it's, you know, his rubs, you know, not only, you know, work with each other, they also work with the other rubs and stuff like that, too. You know, they complement and that end of it. So, you know, it works great. I mean, we've got some rubs ourselves out there. And, you know, they work in conjunction very well with what we do. And like I said, just, you know, can't say enough about them. You know, I'd highly suggest you, if you hadn't tried them, try them. Frontier Charcoal. Saving guys down there. I'd like to give them a big shout out. Matter of fact, we just got another shipment of another pallet of charcoal here a couple of weeks ago, actually. And it's great stuff, guys. It burns great, runs well. It's a hot fire, which we burn the lump. And, you know, you guys heard me say it. I mean, I throw in a half a bag of lumps in my tent, stroke up 6 foot on it, and I mean, I think it's good to go for several hours, and I love it. So, you know, get you some. Top Texan, another great guy out there. He's got some great rubs. He's got some great injections, and, you know, just an all-around good guy. You know, I'd highly suggest getting tried and stuff, try it. Philip Lujan, I know he's kind of had some battles this year with health, and you know, so you know, can support a brother, and you know, like I said, he's got some great stuff. Sweet Smoke Q, Jim Elser, man's got some great barbecue sauce. He's got some hellacious injections. We've been doing real well with his injections, and you know, if you hadn't tried it, you need to try it. Sweet Smoke Q. Puss Butts Barbecue, Mr. Mark Bateman, another great man. Been a big supporter of West Texas Pitmasters, and look forward to having some more great times with Mark. And we've cooked a little bit together this year, and we've matter of fact, he just got his new logo back. It looks like that looks pretty good, and you know, look forward to seeing him down the road here pretty soon, and get to cook again with him. So, like I said, give him a big shout out. BarbecueSmokerSupply.com, BarbecuePlans.net, Frank Cox. I don't know if you guys see him on Facebook. If you do, you'll see the stuff that he does. He does some great cookers, Iron Man cookers. He builds, you know, they do blueprints. They do, they can build you a kit. They can build your whole cooker. He's been very busy this year doing a lot of that stuff, and he does a great job, built my pit. You know, man, it works great. I spend very little time messing with it as far as fire and stuff like that. You know, like I said, I throw this charcoal and a little bit of wood, and, you know, I'm good to go for several hours. And so if you're looking for a kick-ass pit, give Frank a holler. He'll dang sure take care of it. He's also got parts and stuff, too. You know, thermometers and, you know, just, you know, like UDS kits and just whatever. I mean, he can fix you up. Raider Red Meats, Ty Corliss and all the staff down at Raider Red Meats. They take care of us. They give us some great meat to compete with. They've also got great steaks and stuff like that. Go in and buy. And like I said, if you're looking for a choice or higher, great type of meat, it's the place to go. They got good prices. It's just, you know, all around good deal. So I highly suggest you give them a shout, give them a try. And I know you won't be disappointed. None of my customers have ever been disappointed. So I'll say that. You know, Ray puts on cooking schools too. And he uses red meats. So that's it. You know, get out there and try some. Mad Cow Cutlery. You know, guys, if you're looking for some knives, you're looking for sharpeners, whatever on that end of it, they're great. They work great. You know, prices are unbelievable. I mean, they're just, you know, you can buy some good quality knives for you know, reasonable prices and stuff like that. Give them a shout. They're right here in Texas, down in Brady, Texas, matter of fact. So give them a shout. GOT Energy Services, Jennifer Brown Baldwin, another big supporters of West Texas Pitmasters. And I'll give them a big shout out. They do a little back for us, so like that. So it's great to have them. Texas Web and Graphic, Paul Lawrence. Guys, if you're looking for a website, or you're looking for graphics, you're looking for business cards, menus, or just, you know, whatever on, you know, on that end of it, Paul can sure pick you up. Give him a shout. big run for us. Another great guy out there. He's got some great sauces. He's got some great injections. He's got some great seasoning. All around based right here in Texas. We've got a lot of Texas flavors, a lot of South Texas type stuff. So get big run of Holler. MeatRake.com. Guys, you need to pull your meat, like the boy said, you know, if you ever want to shred something or you know, it's just a handy tool for, you know, all kinds of things. I use a potato salad, you know, whatever. Give them a try. GrillGrate.com, Brad Barrett. Guys, if you don't have your set of grill grates, I highly suggest you do. Whether you're cooking steaks or, you know, just anything. Anything that you're going to grill, I mean, they work like infrared. They're a great product, leave some great marks. But, you know, just the heat technology is just, you know, phenomenal. And, you know, I've even cooked chicken on them this year. Matter of fact, I've already had a first place chicken out of them. Using them, so you know, the high skits drop. So, with that, I'd just like to, you know, say thanks to all of our sponsors, and you know, it's always great to have them, and we look forward to having them. All right, looks like we've got someone else in here. Let me cue them in. 432-213, you're live. Who we have?
Hey, Lance, it's Matt. How's it going, man?
Hey, brother, man. Oh, good, good. How are you?
Good, man. I heard you talking about the cooking school up in the Dallas area, that redneck class.
Yeah.
I've been looking at that, but thought you might tell us about it or something.
Well, Jeff White's been doing it for, I know he's been competing for about 11 years or so. And he's going to teach, you know, a class on, you know, competition cooking. And, I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure of meeting him or not. You know, he don't come out this way very much, but he puts on some great classes. Matter of fact, he's got some really good rubs, and he's always puts on a good cooking school. I've heard several people that have gone over the years, and you know, I've always heard really good about the school. It's an 8-hour class, and I think it's like $150. It's going to be right there in Glen Rose. And like I said, he's going to go over, you know, competition cooking, stuff like that. And just what you said, I mean, he's down in the Dallas area, so, you know, you get to learn some flavor profiles and techniques and stuff that they're using down that way. And, you know how things are. I mean, things change everywhere you go. And you know, you get, especially down south by 20, to me, a lot of things change. And,
right.
You know, we finally this year actually got a few calls south by 20, and been kind of nice. But like I said, I think he's only going to have 15. I think he told me enough that he's only going to have 15 people in the class, so it'll be a, you know, it'll be a smaller class, which is always nicer too, because you know, you get a little bit more hands-on type stuff. I think, you know, in that situation, you know.
Yeah, that's a pretty reasonable price. That's not like, you know, it's not like you're paying $1,000 to go to Byron or something. You know, that's a pretty good deal.
And yeah, like I said, I mean, I've cooked with him for three, 4 years now. You know, I see him a couple times a year, and he's a great cook. I mean, he does well, and you know, he knows a lot about what he does, and so. So I told him, I said, you know, I said, that kind of work out for us, you know, that time of the year we're not cooking a lot, and finally get down there and, you know, get to do some of that. And, you know, it just, you know, during the year, you know, it's usually, you know, most of them are, you know, during the summer or in the spring and stuff, and, you know, we're just so daggum busy, it's hard to, you know, get away to go, you know, sit in class. And, so.
Yeah, I think Maria's going to be our last cook for a while, so, well, that'd be a good chance
to go. Okay, so y'all are, yeah, man, I was hoping to get to go to that, but it just, we just had so much going on, so many irons in the fire that, it just, you know, hadn't been working, and then, you know, and like I said, we're going to go right back down, you know, in 2 weeks, and, go down to that, you know, Jeff's school, and, And I need to get down there and get some more wood cut too. And so it just, you know, kind of all works out to, you know, miss it this year. So,
okay. Yeah, that's cool. We're going to NASCAR, so we're not gonna make Kroll, but. And then it seems like after that, everything is down south, down in the valley or San Antonio area.
Everything's pretty much, yeah. I mean, you know, 400 or 500 miles away for the most part. There is usually a cook. Now, if you've got a, I'm trying to remember. I think you have to have a grand champion, or I think it's a grand. They have a cook-off in mid-December, and it's a. If you own an R&O pit, then you can also cook in it. But if you've got a grand to cook in it, and there's usually about 30 or 40 guys who go down and cook that. And it's right around Glen Rose, too, right in there. And that's probably the only other one. I think that one's usually in December. That's probably about the only other one kind of close to us, you know, in this part of the world.
Okay.
Have a good time in South Carolina. Looks like y'all did pretty well, especially your sister.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, she kicked my butt, man. I don't know. I'm going to have to start cooking for her, I guess.
So maybe I'll
show up and drink beer and let her cook. I don't know.
Yeah,
that might
there
be
you
a
go.
Better situation.
Man, that was a long trip.
It was a long trip, but it was fun. There was a lot of cool people down there. I mean, it wasn't as big a turnout as anybody had hoped, but it was all right, you know, first year. So.
Yep.
Maybe it'll
keep
going.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things. Yeah, I think you will. And, you know, there's just been so much of that, you know, we started this year, and you know, it takes a while to get, you know, things going and that whole end of it. So, you know, I think in the years to come, you know, it'll get bigger and better. And, you know, so.
Yeah, I think he's got a good thing started. He'll just stick with it and keep going on the right track. It'll be good. So.
Yeah,
and maybe
I agree.
Not do it on the same weekend as the Royal was what I told him.
That's the hard part about it, you know. And, you know, him and I talked a little bit about that, and it's just one of those things that is, you know, it all kind of come together, and that's when it hit. You know, so hopefully next year, yeah, we can kind of get all that straightened out. And, you know, I'm hoping maybe next year we get to do a little bit more of this. And I said, I don't know. I mean, with, you know, barbecue business for me is just picking up more and more. And man, it's hard to, you know, keep up with a full-time regular job and then all this cooking stuff I've been doing on the weekends. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I may have to do what?
We're pretty selective on if we cook barbecue for somebody or not, because I don't want to turn it into a job. I already have one of those. You know.
But, you know, it's always fun. It's always good. So y'all are going to go to Meridian. Well, it's a good time. A lot of cooks. There's only about 200 people down there. And generally, whoever pops the brisket, generally, whoever wins that one, a lot of times, has got the contest won. You know, because that breaks all the tiebreakers, stuff like that.
Right.
Well, we've
been pretty good in brisket lately, so hopefully that'll keep up and keep us going.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, it's always a lot of fun. I know that Todd Stewart and he's the one down there, and so he'll be down there, too, cooking. And that's all I know from this area right now.
With 200 cans, it's a crapshoot either way you look at it, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Yeah, there's, you know, sometimes it's one of those things, you know, you just got to have some luck, you know.
That's for sure.
We went down there and cooked. I guess it's been 3 years ago, we cooked down there, and And, you know, I think we managed 18th or 19th in ribs and like 27th in brisket or something. And I was like, well, I'll take that at all them guys. You know, you're down there cooking with Ronnie and Gene Prutt and a bunch of them guys. And that's something this year, you know, Ronnie Michelle won't be there. Prutz won't be there. So, you know, I think got a couple of good teams right there that really
that's
does well
sure.
down here. And so, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to see and see who shows up and who's cooking. But
anytime Ronnie's there, there's some competition there.
Yes, sir. So, as far as I know, they'll be at the Jack again. They've got their $7,000, so they'll be at the Jack. And I know Gene and Angie, they were headed to the Jack. So, and
yeah, I don't
Ray
know if you've got a magical barbecue pit or wand or something, but it's kind of ridiculous. So. He's just that good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I've cooked with him at the Royal. I've cooked with him, you know, all, you know, in different parts of the country, too. And he does well everywhere he goes. You know, need to get us a little drone or something just to hover over and watch what he does for a night.
Yeah, that's for sure. He's got something going on.
So, I've never tasted any of his barbecue. I've had several people ask me that, and you know, I really don't have a clue what, you know, flavor profile or anything's like, but, man, he's a solid cook. Solid cook.
Yeah. Yeah, if he shows up and he's not reserve or grand, he's probably disappointed.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, I mean, you know, that don't happen much. I mean, you know, and of course, I mean, they're getting to where, you know, he's an old air conditioning guy, too. I mean, that's what I think his main living was air conditioning, kind of like us. And, you know, but like Michelle told me here a while back, you know, they've gotten to the point now, I mean, they're cooking just about every weekend of the year anymore. So, you know, they're probably doing, you know, I bet they're doing 40-plus contests a year.
Oh, yeah, and that's a big help. The more you can do, the... you know, the better you're going to get, obviously. You know,
yeah. Well, you know, it's like last year.
Years.
Yeah.
That's great.
We cooked, we cooked 23 weeks last year out of the year, so almost 6 months straight. And, you know, and just what you said, I mean, you kind of get in your groove, and you do a lot better that way. You know, this year we've been so hit and miss, and we hadn't cooked near as many as we normally do, you know, it's like anything else. It's like any kind of sport that you play or something like that. If you're not out there practicing every day and doing it every day, then, you know, you get kind of, you know, you don't do as well, I don't think. So,
you get kind of rusty. Yeah.
So, and that's been, you know, our deal this year. I mean, we got the new pit, and, you know, I've just been cooking, you know, I've been cooking barbecue, but, I mean, it's been for selling barbecue and not so much competition, and you know, that's one thing I'm looking forward to this winter, just sitting down and just, you know, getting back to you know, my competition side of it, and kind of getting things, you know, tweaked again and straightened out, and get the profile back down, and because I've just been kind of been cooking on the feet of my britches all year, and it showed.
Right. You know, another one that's been hitting all the time is old J.D. Hindley. That dude's been killing it.
Yes.
Everywhere he goes.
Yes, he, yeah, he's very well. J.D. and the other one is Bubba Garrett out of Wichita. Matter of fact, Bubba just won another grand this weekend. So, but, yeah, them both them guys right there, they've been really blowing it up, too. You know, and J.D. has always been pretty good. And just, you know, we didn't used to see him much up in this part of the world. You know, he was always pretty much, you know, south by 20. And this year he's kind of come out a little bit further and done a little bit of different stuff. And he's got it down too.
Yeah, he's primarily, seems like he cooks more Lone Star than anything.
Yes. Yeah, matter of fact, I think he's number one in Lone Star this year in points.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. He built some nice barbecue pits, too. I looked at some of the pits he builds and everything. It's all quality stuff.
Yeah, that one that he's been cooking on here lately. And I, when I first seen it, I thought it was an R&O or something, or a Jambo. And kind of find out it's one that he built.
Yeah, he's kind of making a, them are all kind of the same, kind of a clone. I guess they're all a Jambo clone of some sort.
So,
I don't know. I don't think I'd trade for my Jambos. They're great.
No, they do. You got to give Jamie and them guys credit, I mean, because it is. I mean, they cook well and everybody seems to have one, does pretty well with one, too.
It don't matter what sanctioning body it is either. It don't matter if it's KCBS Cooks or IBCA or Florida or whatever. A lot of the top guys have Jambos and ever sanctioning body. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's the deal. I mean, you get that clean smoke and stuff out of them, and that's a lot of it right there. It's just, your smoke levels and stuff like that, they burn good and clean. And, that's what I've liked about this new one of mine. But I mean, it burns clean, You don't see much smoke ever coming out of it. I mean, most times you got to walk over and fix the substitute, it's working.
See these guys roll up with a load of mesquite and Miller and white smoke everywhere. There's something wrong. So.
Yeah, and the funny deal is, in some areas, that works. They'll do pretty well. But you get into, just like you were saying, especially if you get into KBCS or Florida type stuff, I've had it happen. I've had comments about it before, on my old pits where, I didn't get enough air to it or something one night, and it got a little bit more smoke to it. And, they'll say that, it's got too smoky of a flavor or something like that. So, it does. It does make a big difference. And, that's one thing that I think that is so successful about them. I think that, that part of it and then just your, not having to, you throw some wood in it and you let it go and you don't mess. You're not constantly jacking with it. I think that is another key part of this stuff. My old pit, the first one I ever started cooking on, the one I built it in a couple of weekends, and it did pretty good, but I sat there and babysitted that thing all night long, and it's like, I went to an insulated firebox on this new one, I'll throw a couple sticks of wood in the thing, I go on about business for hours,
go ahead.
What kind of wood do you cook with?
I use a pecan base, and then I add different cherry woods, cherry, apple, different fruit woods when I'm doing different things, ribs or chicken or whatever, but it's a pecan base.
Okay. I'm kind of curious. A lot of guys are burning hickory and I've always ran oak and... I thought about this year playing around. I've always burned oak, and then I usually use apple for, my chicken and stuff. I've been thinking about playing around with some of that this winter, too. Take some different profiles and stuff, on your meat profile and stuff, with some different smoke. And You know, that's some of the stuff that I was wanting to kind of mess with this year.
Yeah, I've ran some oak, and it's pretty good. It's pretty strong, though. I kind of like pecan. It's pretty mild, and then whatever you accent it with, it doesn't seem to overpower it too much.
Yeah.
Hickory and oak, mesquite, them three are all pretty distinct, you know, flavors.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to get like some peach wood and play with it. I've never cooked with peach wood, really.
I've cooked with a little bit of it, not much, and it's a pretty good wood. You know, and I've cooked with apricot, and that's probably one of my, probably a little less favorites. I thought it would be a lot sweeter smell of wood. You know, that's one thing with, like, apple. Apple's got such a distinctive sweet smell when it's burning that I thought, you know, like apricot. Because they say that apricot has the sugars and stuff, you know, it's actually a sweeter wood than even peach wood. But it really don't, you know, put off that sweet smell like an apple wood does.
I like that color. It might just be in my head, but that cherry wood seems to give off a really, really good red type of color to some ribs. So.
I can. Well, you know, and cherry wood, you know, for a long time, you know, cherry wood was real popular with, wild game and stuff, especially like geese and duck and stuff like that. They used cherry wood a lot for those. The flavor profile went very well with it. You know, that's open too. I mean, I've never had burned much cherry. Like I said,
it's
that's
just
why
expensive.
Yeah. Man, it's like apple, cherry, all that stuff. I mean, you know, there used to be an apple orchard over here that every now and then I could go over there and I could get, you know, trimmings, you know, in the spring, you know, when they'd trim all the trees up. And he hadn't had any in the last couple of years. And I'm hoping maybe this year he'll have some because, you know, I paid like $100 a couple of years ago for a whole truck. Pickup full of apple wood, and I mean good.
That's
apple
wood. Like a half a cord of pickup wood.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean it was great. I mean it lasted me all year, and you know because I don't just burn it. I'm burning, you know, my base has always been oak, and then I added that to it. And man, I've missed it for the last year or so, 2 years I guess. I hadn't had it, and you know I'm trying to buy apple wood from like Western Wood or something like that. And, you know, it's good wood, but it's just, you know, it's a little different, you know.
Yeah, in this part of the country, well, not this part, but over around Austin and San Antonio, they burn some of that post oak a lot.
Yes.
I've got a load of that, but I haven't really tried, haven't played with it yet.
Yeah, and that's kind of generally the stuff that I'm getting, it's, you know, some of it's got some post oak in it. It's usually post and live oak and then some red oak. And it's usually the three that, you know, I get most of my wood down around brown wood. So, you know, they get a lot of that down in that way.
Right. They get all three of them down that way.
Yeah. And so you usually kind of get a mix of it. You know, of course, you can always tell a live oak because that stuff's so daggum knotty and hard that, I mean, you can knock down concrete walls with that stuff.
That's for sure.
Oh man, that stuff. I mean, try to split it or something.
How long are you aging your wood before you cook it?
And, you know, it's probably got about 6 months. Most of this that I usually get, it's usually got about 6 months on it.
Get 3 to 6 months on it.
You know, your sugar and stuff like that hadn't gone, you know, too far out of it. But, you know, also, you know, the density of the wood still there, you know. That's the other part of that. You know, some of that stuff, you know, it gets so daggum dry for so long that, you know, you throw it in there and it just burns right up. You know, it don't last.
Right.
You know, that's, that's a big thing to me, is that, you know, you get them to where, you know, when you pick up a piece of wood, it's still got some weight to it, but it's not, you know, green or anything, you know, and, you know, but there's guys to talk about, they love to burn like green mesquite, and, I'm like, I don't know how that works.
That sounds horrid.
Yeah, it always has to me too, but, you know, I go to some of these contests, and you'll see them guys, they'll do well with it. And,
Do you debark your wood in the contest?
No, I normally don't. Of course, a lot of it don't have any bark on it, but I don't worry about it a whole lot. And I know there's always stuff about that. And
if I'm at a contest, I do. I mean, if I'm cooking around the house or whatever, I don't really care. But in contests, we make sure and strip. I mean, not all of it. You're never going to get all, but a lot of the bark off. They say all the impurities and everything in the tree goes out to the bark and blah, blah. I don't know if it has any consequence to it or not, but we do it. So.
Well, like I said, I've heard that before, and you know, that may be, you know, there may be a lot more truth to that than what I know. I mean, you know, I never have worried about it a whole lot. I mean, because most of the time, I mean, we don't have, you know, a lot of it. And you know, heck, I mean, you know, those are those kind of things, I mean, that, you know, I've been wanting to kind of just sit around and, you know, just some experimenting and play with and just see, you know. That's the only way you find out, is, you know, is try it a couple of different ways and see how it is. And,
Okay. Well, Lance, I got to jump off of here. We're about to get the kids ready for school and everything tomorrow and stuff. I just wanted to call in and see what's going on. So.
Hey, man. Well, I appreciate you calling, buddy. And, hey, good luck in Meridian. Y'all be safe, and let me know how it goes.
Will do, man. Appreciate it, Lance.
All right,
have a good one.
All right, man. You too. Bye-bye. So, I'm saying, I mean, that was some, there you go, guys. That's some kind of interesting conversation there with Matt and, you know, about different woods, stuff like that. You know, if you guys are interested, call in 347-202-0263. Let's talk a little bit more about that, you know, because I never have worried about a lot of the bark on the wood. Of course, a lot of the wood, like I said, we get, they don't have bark on it, but, you know, heck, I mean, that may be more important than what I've ever thought of. And, you know, be kind of interested to see if anybody else has any opinions about it out there and talk about it. So, call in. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, different wood profiles and smoke profiles and then, you know, goes along with your seasonings and, you know, all the other different factors that you have with barbecue, you know, how all that works and changes around and does. You know, it's always kind of interesting. So, and, you know, like I said, that's something that this winter I've been wanting to do, and that's going to be kind of on our bucket list this winter, is just to kind of get in there and do a little R&D and you know, I think that's part of it. I mean, you know, it's like anything else, any other kind of sports, like that, you got to practice. You got to get proficient in what you do. And when you do, you start having a lot of success doing it. So, you know, it's like what we were talking about with Ronnie and stuff like that. I mean, when you're cooking as many contests a year as they do, you know, and they're cooking all over the country. So, I mean, you know, they're seeing it. They're doing it. And you kind of get it honed in, and you know, it works well that way. It does well. And, you know, that helps you become successful at it. And, you know, if you look at a lot of your top cooks and stuff out there, they cook a lot of every year. And, you know, it helps. So, like I said, I'm hoping maybe next year that's where we're at again and kind of get back up to, you know, 20-some-odd contests a year and get out there and start cooking a lot more and and hitting it hard. So that's kind of the plan, and you know, hope it does well. So, and but like I said, I mean, it's like woods. I mean, there's so many different wood combinations and things that you can do. You know, it's like we're talking about, you know, bark on, bark off. You know, what, you know, woods do you mix together, you know, that creates a good smoke profile versus, you know, others that, you know, may cause, you know, a bad taste or something of that nature. Always kind of interesting to me. And so, you know, I've always thought that oak is a little milder flavor. A lot of people do say it's a little stronger, but to me it's not. It's like what Matt was saying, like hickory and mesquite especially, especially mesquite. It's got a very strong, smoke flavor to it, and has to be real careful with it. And so that's where we're at. Well, guys, I think we're gonna make it an early night, and like I said, we'll get some stuff lined up for next week, and you know, we'll have some results and stuff of all the contests going on. So we'll have a new national champion. We're gonna have a new Jack world champion, and so we'll get that stuff going, get out there, and you know, wish everybody luck, and. So we'll see how it is next week. And like I said, we'll get some stuff lined up. And everybody have a good week. And like I said, I think we're gonna end on a refresh the board one more time, make sure there's no one in here before we do it. And you know, everybody go out there and let the smoke roll, and just have a great week. And you know, everybody's doing the contest. I'd like to wish everybody a lot of luck, and I hope your name's called last. And we'll see y'all next week. It looks like everything's good on the board. It looks like it's pretty quiet tonight. So, which, anyway, for me, that's kind of a good thing. So, all right, we'll talk to y'all next week. Everybody have a great night.